Good morning, and welcome to BTG's audio conference to discuss results relative to the first quarter of 2019. Here with us today, we have Mr. Vladimir Ranevsky, CEO and CFO, and also IRO. We'd like to inform you that this presentation is being recorded, and all participants will be connected in listen-only mode during the company's remarks. After that, we'll start a Q&A session for analysts, when further instructions will be provided. Should you need assistance during the call, please request the assistance of an operator by pressing star zero. We'd like to inform that questions can be sent directly into the company's IR team at www.bdgbot.com.br. The audio and the slide deck are also being broadcast simultaneously over the internet at the following address: www.bdg.com.br/ri, where you can also find the respective slide deck. Possible forward-looking statements made during the call concerning the company's business outlook, projections, and operating and financial targets are based on the company's beliefs and assumptions, as well as on information currently available. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not materialize. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors might affect the company's future performance and thus lead to results that might differ considerably from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. I'd now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Vladimir Ranevsky, CEO, who will start the presentation. Please, Mr. Ranevsky, you may proceed. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our earnings call relative to the first quarter of 2019. We'll start on slide number four, where we have the executive summary, and we'll present the main highlights of the quarter. Until now, we have paid 256 million BRL to our creditors as a continuity of our recovery plan, and that amount will increase throughout the year. For another quarter, we managed to reduce the company's losses, moving from a loss of 260 million in the fourth quarter of last year to a loss of 240 million in the first quarter of 2019. In other words, a drop of 20 million BRL. We also saw an increase of 76% in gross sales when compared to the first quarter of last year, amounting to 86 million BRLs in the first quarter of 2019. Cancellations fell by 44% from 62 million BRLs in the first quarter of last year to 29 million in the first quarter of this year. Net sales improved considerably when compared quarter on quarter, reaching 57 million BRLs in the first quarter of 2019, in comparison to a 3 million negative net sales in the first quarter of last year. And in the first quarter of this year, the number of units which were transferred increased by 50% when compared to the first quarter of last year. In SPS, this increase was by PSV 8%. In March, we delivered another project, the Mais Viver Campinas project, with 444 units and a PSV of 63.3 million BRLs. And we are at the 97% sale level. On slide number six, we have our court supervised organization program. The company's debt saw an increase of 15 million BRLs due to interest and monetary correction in the amount of 21 million BRLs. And payments added to 6 million during the first quarter. As I mentioned, we'll continue to repay throughout the year and we contribute to the amortization of those court supervised debt. So until the end of the first quarter, considering the increase in capital, payments to debt creditors of classes 1, 2, and 4, and already the payments in assets, we have already amortized, as it was said, 256 million BRLs in debts subjected to the recovery plan. Now, moving on to our company's financial and operating results on slide number 8, we saw the company's financial performance in terms of sales. Gross sales in the period amounted to 86 million BRLs in the first quarter, or 76% above the number posted in the first quarter of last year. Of the total sold, 12 million have to do with sales of unencumbered units, in other words, units which generate free cash for the company. Throughout the quarter, cancellations amounted to 29 million in PSV, an amount 44% below what we posted in the first quarter of last year. Considering the improvement in gross sales and the reduction in the volume of cancellations, net sales saw a good performance, reaching 57 million BRLs in the first quarter, whereas net sales in the first quarter of last year were 3 million negative due to a lower level of gross sales and a higher level of cancellations. We will maintain the strategy to prioritize cancellations of unencumbered units and those with better market liquidity, which therefore generate immediate cash at the time of resale. On slide number 9, we see a G&A breakdown. The reduction in costs and the readaptation of the company's structure remain among our main priorities. We try to increase the company's efficiency. When we compare the first quarter of this year with the first quarter of last year, 2018, G&A saw an increase of 17% due to higher expenses with third-party expenses and also to lower recovery of tax credits in this quarter. An increase in expenses with services has to do with payments with personnel and other support structures which are necessary and are demanded by our recovery plan. Even we saw a slight increase in the period, GLA expenses should continue in a downtrend as observed in the past quarters. If on the one hand GLA increased, commercial expenses saw a decrease by 52% when compared last year's first quarter and this year's first quarter. In the aggregate, in other words, G&A put together, there was a reduction in 8% in this quarter and last G&A when compared to the first quarter of last year. Moving on to slide number 10, we will now talk about the company's inventory, which at the end of the first quarter of this year totaled 1.8 billion BRLs at in market value. The number of total units in inventory moved from 4,853 in the fourth quarter of last year to 4,570 in the first quarter of this year, a drop of 6%. As for the first quarter of last year, there was a decrease of 16% in the number of units in inventory. At the end of the first quarter of 2019, the states of São Paulo and Rio concentrated 60% of the company's inventory, excluding commercial products. Of the total of the residential available inventory, 47% is concentrated in a bracket of sales above 60%, in other words, with good liquidity levels. Currently, the company's inventory presents the following characteristics. 37% of the total inventory is concentrated in projects above 60%. 55% of the total inventory is concentrated in residential products, excluding My Casa Minha Vida. Of the total of the concluded inventory, 523 million. 73% are located in São Paulo and Rio, and 97% correspond to projects with more than 60% of units sold. The companies on slide 11 now, the court supervised organization debt increased by 43 million BRLs, 2% above between quarters, last quarter and this quarter. which is due to interest accrued and monetary correction in the amount of 76 million BRLs. Cash and cash equivalents remained at 138 million BRLs between last quarter and this first quarter of 2019. Debt for the financial housing system dropped by 7 million or 1%. And even during the first quarter of 2019, we amortized debt in the amount of 76 million BRLs. In conclusion, on slide 12, we have our income statement for the quarter. And the highlights are sales, which amounted to 142 million BRLs, an increase of 97% of the operating net revenue, and a drop in 8% in SG&A, and an 8% drop. And because of the great volume of fixed assets, the line of depreciation and amortization also had a positive impact in the final result for the quarter that we're talking about. Before closing, I'd like to emphasize that after reviewing all processes, controls, companies, and structures, we are now finalizing the strategic planning for the mid to the short run. This was started at the end of last year. This effort, we include resuming past budgets, and we are trying to identify opportunities for the company to generate recurring revenue with new projects and services, and this will strengthen the company's revenue stream. Soon, we'll have more detailed information about that strategic plan. With that, I close my presentation, and I remain available for questions. Thank you. Thank you. We'll now start the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If at any moment your question has been answered, press star 2 to remove yourself from the queue. Questions will be addressed as they arrive. We kindly ask you to remove your phone from the hook as you make the question so that an optimum sound quality will be offered. Please hold as we poll the questions. Thank you. The Q&A session is now over. I'd like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Ranevsky for his final remarks. Well, thank you all for participating in our conference call. If you have any questions or comments, please get in touch with our IR team. We are always available. Have a nice day, everyone. Have a nice weekend as well. Thank you. BTG's earnings calls for the first quarter 2019 is now over. Please, you may disconnect your lines now.